It rhymes with crud, Eddie said. Maybe not such a good sign. Jake was examining the east side of the stone. River Road. It's written funny, but that's what it says. Eddie looked at the west side of the marker. It says Jimtown, 40 wheels. Isn't that the birthplace of Wayne Newton, Roland? Roland looked at him blankly. Shut my mouth, Eddie said, and rolled his eyes. On the southwest corner of the square was the town's only stone building, a squat, dusty cube with rusty bars on the windows. Combination county jail and courthouse, Susanna thought. She had seen similar ones down south, add a few slant parking spaces in front, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Something had been daubed across the facade of the building in fading yellow paint. She could read it, and although she couldn't understand it, it made her more anxious than ever to get out of this town. Pubes die, it said. Roland, when she had his attention, she pointed at the graffito. What does that mean? He read it, then shook his head. Don't know. She looked around again. The square now seemed smaller, and the building seemed to be leaning over them. Can we get out of here? Soon. He bent down and pried a small chunk of cobble out of the roadbed. He bounced it thoughtfully in his left hand as he looked up at the metal box which hung over the marker. He cocked his arm, and Susanna realized an instant too late what he meant to do. No, Roland! She cried, then cringed back at the sound of her own horrified voice. He took no notice of her, but fired the stone upward. His aim was as true as ever, and it struck the box dead center with a hollow metallic bang. There was a whir of clockwork from within, and a rusty green flag unfolded from a slot in the side. When it locked in place, a bell rang briskly. Written in large black letters on the side of the flag was the word, Go. I'll be damned, Eddie said. It's a Keystone Cop's traffic light. If you hit it again, does it say stop? We have company, Roland said quietly, and pointed toward the building Susanna thought of as the county courthouse. A man and a woman had emerged from it and were descending the stone steps. You and the Cupid doll, Roland, Susanna thought. They're older than God, the both of them. The man was wearing bib overalls and a huge straw sombrero. The woman walked with one hand clamped on his naked, sunburned shoulder. She wore homespun and a poke bonnet, and as they drew closer to the marker, Susanna saw she was blind, and that the accident which had taken her sight must have been exceedingly horrible. Where her eyes had been, there were now only two shallow sockets filled with scar tissue. She looked both terrified and confused.
Be they hair your say,
she cried in a cracked, quavering voice.
You'll have us killed yet, I warrant. Shut up, Mercy,
he replied. Like the woman, he spoke with a thick accent Susanna could barely understand.
They ain't harriers, not these. There's a pube with them, I told you that. Ain't no harrier ever been traveling with a pube.
Blind or not, she tried to pull away from him. He cursed and caught her arm.
Quit it, Mercy, quit it, I say. You fall down and do yourself evil, damn it.
We mean you no harm, the gunslinger called. He used the high speech, and at the sound of it, the man's eyes lit up with incredulity. The woman turned back, swinging her blind face in their direction.
A gunslinger!
The man cried. His voice cracked and wavered with excitement.
For God, I knew it were! I knew!
He began to run across the square toward them, pulling the woman after. She stumbled along, helplessly, and Susanna waited for the inevitable moment when she must fall. But the man fell first, going heavily to his knees, and she sprawled painfully beside him on the cobbles of the great road.